What would Jamie do?
Before we start the show, I always drink my tea. And today's tea is... what? Daisy Garden. Thank you for changing. Because it was rose... what was it? Rose gray for the past 3 motherfucking weeks. And I'm tired of it. And to let you guys know, my cup is not washed because it's stained. The lipstick that I used last week. And you... gotta work on it. All right. Oh, that was a good tea. All right. So today, before we start the show, I have a little introductions. How do listeners participate? So by then, you're supposed to know how you guys participate because I've been saying this the whole 11 episode. Email us at wwjd@thedivestudios.com or call us via phone or Skype +12093229953 and leave us a voicemail. Follow the show on Instagram, Twitter at @wwjd_podcast. Go watch clips from the show on youtube.com/divestudios. Rate and review us on iTunes. And you guys might not hear, but might see there's a little guy next to me, which I brought as a, you call a friend. But you want to say hello to the...
oh, so I'm just a friend?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hi, guys. So
what do you mean? I'm just a friend.
Like...
okay, you're my best friend. Oh, my God.
Thank
say
you.
Hello.
Hi, I'm Nathan. I'm a producer and a rapper. And... hi.
All right. So, do you want to let, like, the fans know a little bit more about you?
Oh,
except that you're just Nathan and you do rap and producing.
Oh, yeah. I made a couple songs with Jamie and we're still working on some.
Yep.
We're always working. Oh gosh. We're always working on some music. And what am I supposed to say?
About Mola?
Oh yeah. We have a crew called Mola. And that's
and
cool.
One of it. Yeah.
And I'm the only producer. So yeah.
Hey.
Yay.
Oh my God. This is going to be an ASMR shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, so do you know about WWJD?
I watched a couple times.
Can you stop moving your chair?
Okay.
It's, yeah, it's
sorry just, about it.
So this is a situation that the fans give and you talk about it in your perspective. Like you don't have to be nice because you're not. And you don't have to be like…
Okay.
You can just be really true to yourself.
No, I'm nice.
Okay.
I'm a nice person.
Okay.
I was born
but,
nice.
Okay. You have to be true to yourself to give advice. Okay?
Oh, okay.
That's
okay,
the
I'll
law.
Okay.
All right. So let's go for the first mission. The first segment is called Rapunzel. Nice name.
Rapunzel.
All right. It says, hi, Jamie. I'm 20 years old, but my mom still treats me like I'm 2 years old. Whenever I try asking to go out with my friends, my mom gets defensive and even says some mean things about me and my friends. Like recently, I wanted to sleep over at my friend's house, but my mom assumed I was just sleeping around, if you know what I mean. Sleeping around.
Ew.
If you know what I mean.
Ew.
You're 20 years old, so I know what you mean.
Yeah.
To me, it was totally out of the line for her to assume that we got in a fight. Maybe she's just being protective since I'm her only daughter and she doesn't want me to get hurt. I understand that. But I think she's overprotective and I hate how I always have to explain to my friends why I can't hang out because my mom won't let me. I know I'm so old enough where I shouldn't be asking for permissions about these things, but also my mom is my ride sometimes. So how do I deal with a strict parent? How do I show them I'm an adult now? 28 years old is 22 in Korea, right? So
she's
21, 22.
Ish.
Overprotective. I'm the only child too, but I can't relate to this situation because... my mom and dad's just like, oh, 오늘 일찍 들어올 거지? 아침 일찍. So, they don't really care what time I go in. They don't really, like, they just let me do what I want. But I am responsible for what I do. So, in this situation, how to show that you're an adult? Maybe you're just a little baby to her still, you know?
I mean, can you, like, my mom still calls me a baby, so…
but she doesn't care what you do.
True, because…
I mean, like, it doesn't mean like she doesn't care. She just
lets
you do what you want, right?
Yeah. But, I don't know. Maybe she might not be like acting like an adult. Sorry about it if you don't going?
I mean, so it says like she gives you the ride too. So why don't you get your own 운전면허증, driver's license, and then you can drive and like, you know, go out.
If she's from the States, she might already have it.
But she said, my mom's is my ride sometimes. Does it mean the right? Right?
Yeah.
Well, why don't I don't know. Like, did you talk about it with her mom or something? Like, did you tell her that you have some, like, stress about it for being overprotective? Because moms don't really know. Okay. I have a good idea. Do you write diaries? If you don't, start writing it from today and write something about, oh, I was supposed to meet Stacy today, but I couldn't. And I really wanted to go out because she's my best friend. And then, like, keep it open when you sleep. And then your mom's going to, like, tidy stuff. And she's going to read your diary. And she's going to be like, my daughter thought of that. You know, maybe that would work.
Do you really think, like, her mom's going to think like that?
Yeah.
I mean, didn't she say she told her mom that she's just going over to, like, for a sleepover? And she thinks she's, like,
Then what do you want to do, Nathan? What would you do?
Maybe the first thing that you said, just talking about it, like, in, just, like, I don't know, strictly, like, just straightforward, saying, mom, you're being overprotected. Like, it's too much.
Mm-hmm.
I can't take it. I'm not a little kid anymore. I'll, like, do all
Dude, the diary and that is the same. What the fuck? I thought you had some more better things.
I mean, diary is like, it's not like telling her like straightforward.
I know, so it might be like a little deeper because like, oh, I didn't know that my daughter thought of this.
No.
And then she would feel a little bit like.
Oh, talking to your mom is a straightforward. Maybe, I guess.
What would you do? I don't really know what I would do. Then if she treats you like a two-year-old, act like a two-year-old for real. Like, be like, I can't dress up myself. I can't, like, try acting like a real two-year-old. And then she might be like, bitch, do whatever the fuck you want. And then she's gonna be like, oh, you know, that's good revenge. Like, not a revenge, but like, letting your mom think again about yourself. If she does that for real, and even though you talked it out and she doesn't understand it, I'll be like, you know.
Do you really have to do that?
Yeah. Okay. It's my show.
Okay.
So, I hope that answered one of it. Because we gave a lot of situations.
Oh, yeah. True.
We gave like three. So, try out all those three. And if still it doesn't work, give me another situation again. And then we might not read it. Thank you.
Or maybe just get married.
Thank you, Rapunzel. See, Rapunzel came out of the town because she got out. Even though she got caught, she went out. She cut her hair. She did her everything. So why don't you cut your hair and get out of the house?
You're talking about the Disney Rapunzel?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Cut your hair.
Cut your hair.
Let's go.
That's the first thing you're
going to do. Let's
get it. All right, we have another mission. I'm going to call it mission because it's a mission for me to give you guys advice. It's from Love Gaze and it's a voicemail.
Hey, Daisy. First of all, I love you and I
me
love
too.
Your podcast.
Thank you.
So, my problem is I'm at university and there's this guy which I made eye contact with him one day for like 20 seconds and we smiled at each other. But those 20 seconds were incredible. Like, I've never felt something like that. I have seen him like a few times around in university, but we have never talked. And the thing is, he looks super familiar to me. So that's why I'm like intrigued to know who he is. I don't even know his name. And my friends tell me to talk to him. Others tell me to do not talk to him because he may like see me as a weirdo. But I really don't know what to do. I don't know if I should approach him or should I not. Or I don't know really. Like, I just, like, want to talk to him, but I'm very shy with guys. So,
right, okay.
I don't want to, like, screw it up with him either.
Right, okay.
Please help. I love you.
I love you, too. So, this was, like, the mission that I kind of did last, you know, like, it was kind of similar what I did when I, when someone sent to me about the first interactions with guys or girls that they like. Usually, I told them to go up first. But if you're kind of shy, you still got to do it. Like, if So he say she says that he's kind of familiar, I think, because he came out of your dreams. Because you've been thinking of him every night. You know what I mean? Maybe, like, he was your kindergarten crush. I don't know. Or maybe he's, like, an Instagram, like, star. I don't know.
It's like a high teen movie.
Yeah. Oh, it's like...
I like that.
Like, it's on a start of something new. Woo. It feels so right to be here with you. Okay. So, what would I do? I always tell you guys, I always go up to them. Not being, like, clingy or, like, flirty. Just say hi. You know? That's simple.
Yeah, just
they're
talk.
Not going to think you're weird because you just said hi. So, I don't want to put you in this situation. So, if the camera is that guy and you made, like, eye contact and then you see him next time, you'd be like, oh. You know, it's something like that. You know, like, and then, like, and then when he, like, you know, comes and say hi to you again, you'll be like, hi, my name is Stacy. Oh. Jamie, like, hey, you know, do a little hand wave or something. Yeah. Like, what do you think about that?
I mean, I was like trying to think about like other advices because like you said, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
You talked about like talking to him first. Mm-hmm. But I think I would do that the same. Like, why shouldn't you?
So if you're in the guy's perspective and a girl comes up to you and say hi, would you think she's weird?
Well, first of all, didn't she say… They like smiled at each other.
Yeah.
When they had like eye contact.
Yes.
Then it means I'm pretty sure it means he had some like, you know, kind of like that feeling to her. Yeah.
Because guys, I don't know if it's you, but when you kind of smile at the guy, they kind of think of marriage too. The steps.
Okay. No.
So he's like, okay, this girl likes me.
Not even marriage. Like buried together when we when like after the life and then being like the corpse bride and yeah, you know?
Yeah. So the step is like you smile and the guys be like, oh, I think she likes me. Yeah. And then how about like what would it be if we date? And then you guys marry and have a baby and then go to the grave.
We already like spent 100 years.
See? See, all the guys are like that. So girl, he's been thinking about your marriage and your baby and your grave too.
Maybe three.
So why don't you go up to him and be like, do you want to be my grave buddy?
Oh, yeah.
And he's going to be like,
I'm not going to die alone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So he's been thinking all that in those 10 split seconds. Maybe you remembered his face, but he remembered all your lifetime, baby. So why don't you just go up to him and be like,
I'm pretty sure he googled like a good grave spot,
right?
Yeah
on Google Maps.
An instance like, oh, she saw me, excuse me for a second. A good graveyard.
And all these
Kentucky
things.
Michigan
He's gonna be like, okay, where are we gonna live, how many babies are gonna we're gonna make, you know? He's gonna be thinking all that thing in those split seconds. So he's not going to be the weird one. I mean, you're not going to be the weird one. He's going to be the weird one. And be like, oh, I heard you thinking of our marriage. But like, hi, me too. I want to marry you. I think I want to marry you.
You know, actually, that's not actually a bad idea.
I know.
Yeah.
It's kind of cute, right? Yeah, when a girl comes up to you and be like, hey, I saw you smiling. And you might thought of me as a, like, of us getting married. So me too, you know?
And he might say, oh, I thought about having 3 babies.
Okay. Yeah. Anyways.
Was that too much?
No.
Okay.
So, like, in this real situation, I think you should go up to him. That's it. Like, that's the big main thing. And if you can't… And if you guys ever meet and have an eye contact for each other, why don't you just, like, do a little hand wave and be like, you want to marry me? Great. You know? Does that work too?
Nope.
Okay. Move on. So, that was a really cute… thing. I hope you try that, and later on, if you guys are dating, and if you guys are getting married, let me know.
Me too.
So me and Nathan's friendship wise, the story becomes like starts when it was 2013.
Seriously? Yeah, 13.
Okay, 2013. I'm not dating you. Do I need to remember the years? Anyways, we met at. We K-pop first star. Became friends at 2013 and K-pop star, which was like an audition that I've been doing on 2012. Mm-hmm. And he came as a participant and we were in a booth and he was like singing, rapping his one of his songs, which really was really good in that time.
I don't want to think about it.
And I was like, oh my gosh, like, did you make it? And he was like, yeah. And I, was like, and I found out that we were like the same age. So I was like, yo, tweet me so I can follow you.
Did that, I stopped you.
Okay.
Yo, you didn't say tweet me. I just tweeted you for no reason.
Oh, really?
I was like, oh, like, I was that contestant on.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
The first contestant that you judged. Like, do you remember me?
I really wanted to say to tweet me. Okay.
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
That was what I was thinking.
Okay.
And then I was like, looking through my. I had a feeling that he would tweet me. I don't know why.
She has a good feeling.
And I saw that. And he was like, hi, I am, you know, Kyu Chang from the contest. I was like, oh. And I sent him a DM right away. And then that's how we became friends. But like apart from that, from 2 months, we just kind of contacted. And then we met. When was the first time we met?
It was like 14 when you had, when it was the JYP concert. Like I went there with Eunkyu.
Oh, right, right,
right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You came with that my was like friend. That was my first meet. Okay.
As
and
a friend.
As a friend. And then we met. And then…
And then it went to 2015.
And then 16. And then 17. And then 18. And then 19.
And it's gonna be 20.
I don't know why we're gonna be friends for a long time. Because we don't really match. Like, in personal-wise. Like, personality-wise.
True, true.
We're totally different. So we fight kind of every day about everything.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, we're
fighting. It's real fight. Like, not like… It's just like…
You have to use your waist.
Kinda, to be honest, I never find like I never, maybe never ever will find a friend like him that matches like music wise that perfectly. Cause while we make music, it's just like we share the same brain.
Oh yeah.
So I don't really have to explain. He doesn't really have to explain to me. He just makes it, just do it, bam. Yeah. Bam bam.
Yeah.
Got seven. Bam bam. That's how it goes.
Okay.
So that's my story in my head. What's your story? What was my first impression to you?
Wow. That's Jimin Park from K-pop star and some advertisements. Oh. So she's the judge. Oh, I have to look good to her. So I was being like not a kiss-up, but I was being like, "Oh, you're so pretty."
Oh.
You're so pretty. And I'd be like, okay. I'm pretty sure that gave me a good impression. And I'm kidding,
right?
We're gonna
talk about that
later. Okay. Okay.
And I think it's fine. Let's try to find that.
We're still going.
You're great today.
Kentucky, Michigan.
All right. So that was our story. If you guys were ever interested, I don't think they were. But anyways, let's move on to our third mission. It's called, the nickname's called Cheetah. Do you want to read it? Cheetah. You want to read it?
Yeah, sure.
Woo! Let's go.
Hi, Jamie. I was in a long-distance relationship for nearly 3 years. He came back during his school break but became really weird.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
At first, I thought it was just because he was graduating soon and maybe he was stressed. Then he started saying we should break up.
Oh.
Kept telling me to not visit him.
Hold on.
And stood me up at the last minute. We broke up because I figured out that he was cheating on me with his friend's friend's ex? This motherfucker's.
So I'm dating you.
Shut up. I'll say that again. We broke up because I figured out that he was cheating on me with his friend's ex for 3 months plus already. When I found out, I didn't confront him and just texted him that we are over. For me, I wanted to end this thing quietly and maturely. But then his friends started to tell me that he's telling people that I was the one that wouldn't let go of this relationship and it's my fault. This motherfucker is like crazy. Like he keeps spreading all this false info and keep telling people that he didn't cheat. Even still, I've been silent about it. But the story doesn't end here. Oh my gosh. He now keeps asking me to pay back for all the things he gifted to me. At first, I thought just pay him and end all this shit. But he asked for more money still. So I decided to never give him money anymore. My problem is that after all this drama, I'm so scared of dating now. My friends say to give it a try and date someone else. But I'm really scared. What suggestions would you give me on getting over these struggles?
Girl, congratulations for ending these stupidest guy ever. Clap. It's really hard to end these kind of situations if you are still in love, which you call, it's a very toxic relationship to be. Mm-hmm. He's the one who's doing all these bad things, but why do you have to feel bad? It's really, it's just not right. But for him, I'm really sorry that he kind of lost you. I mean, you don't really have to be sorry for him because dating his friend's ex is like, at the first place, he doesn't really have any respect to it, one of his friends or any people around him. So soon he's going to lose all that and his dick too. Don't be silent about it. Why would you be silent about it? If it was me and if my boyfriend, if I had a boyfriend, if my boyfriend does that to me, I would play baseball with his dick. All right? So,
home run.
First, I would break up. That was the first thing that I'm going to do. I mean, like, of course. Mm-hmm. And then ask for money. Like, dude, like, really?
I mean, that was like, that shocked me.
Payback for all the things he gifted. Wait, 3 years, right? Gosh. 진짜 너무 아까운데. 3년에 끝내서 다행이라고 저는 생각해요.
Ah, the time. Time,
yes.
시간이 아깝다고.
She didn't spend more time in the stupid relationship.
Yes. Mm. I'm just happy for you that you don't really have to keep on going with this guy. And cheating is a habit. Mm-hmm. So if one starts to cheat in a one relationship, next is not that hard, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I gotta admit, I cheated. Mm-hmm. I cheated like once or twice. I've done it. I've been there.
It's not.
Don't meet someone.
But like if you're like him and he knows what he's done that's bad, it's okay. But most of the guys won't think that deeply. He's kind of like more like a sensitive side because he thinks a lot. He thinks a lot in the girl's perspective. So he knows what he's been done like wrong. But for him, I don't know because he's really messed up. And he started talking about bad things about you, which is really what a pussy would do. I'm not talking about girls. It's like just so. 한국 사람이라고 저는 한국어로 좀 얘기해 드릴게요. 항상 헤어짐은 좋을 순 없다고 저는 생각해요. 근데 거기서 내가 여태까지 만나왔던 사람을 구별하는 법 중에 이별을 하고 나서의 그 사람들의 행동이거든요. 제가 봤을 때는 이별을 하고 저는 좋은 것만 간직을 하려고 하는 것도 있지만 좋은 게 가장 크게 남긴 해요. 그래서 그 사람을 어디서 마주쳐도 나쁘지 않게 뭐 인사는 할 수 있는 정도로 끝나지만 헤어지고 나서 본인을 욕하는 사람이 있는 거면 그 사람은 진짜 본인 인생에서도 좀 걸러야 될 사람 중에 한 명인 거죠. 그리고 그렇게 말함으로써 자기가 더 착하게 보이고 싶어하는 그런 좀 착한 증후군을 갖고 있는 사람들이 있어요. 뭔가 자기가 차는 입장, 자기가 잘못한 걸 아니까 그 사람한테만큼은 좋은 사람으로 남고 싶다. 아니면 이 사람이 나한테 상처 줘서 바람을 필 수 있는 명분을 줬다라고 생각하는 사람이 있는데 그런 거에 절대 휘둘리지 마세요. 진짜. 너무 애 같고 내가 3년 동안 만나면서 이런 사람 만났나 이런 회의감도 들고 생각이 많을 수도 있는데 3년에 끝난 걸로 저는 일단 축하드리고요. 그리고 더 좋은 사람 만날 수 있을까? 내가 앞으로 연애를 할 수 있을까라는 고민이 있는데 더 좋은 사람은 훨씬 많습니다. 정말 많고요. 이 사람이랑 비교가 안 되게 이 사람이 절대 생각이 안 나게 더 좋은 사람을 만날 수 있을 거예요. 왜냐면 본인은 더 멋진 사람이니까요. 그러니까 절대 주춤하지 말고 네, 더 당당해졌으면 좋겠습니다. 화이팅! 그러니까 너무 똥차를 만났으니까 더 이상 내려갈 수가 없죠. 뭐 자전거로 내려갈 수도 있지만 더 이상 내려갈 자동차가 없다 이거예요. 예?
그 똥차를 운전했으면은 나중에 슈퍼카를 운전할 때 더 쉽게 운전할 수 있어.
그쵸.
Because you tried like stick and manual like both of it.
Mm-hmm.
May I just say something to the man, the person?
Yeah, 한국어로 해도 돼.
한국어로 해도 돼요? Karma's bitch.
Right.
Don't. Seriously. Karma's bitch. What goes around comes around.
goes around, comes back around. You're my baby.
진짜 하지 마요. 그렇게 사는 거 아니야.
아, 난 너 더 멋있게 말할 줄 알았는데 너무 착하게 얘기하는 거 아니야?
착하게 얘기하는 게 아니야. 나, 아, I'm, that was the beginning. Cause okay. He said he now keeps asking me to pay back for all this, all the things he gifted to me. 아, 진짜 찌질하게 살지 말자 그렇게.
내가 봤을 때는 아, 되게 자존감도 부족한 사람인 것 같고 본인한테 잘해주는 사람을 그 가치를 모르는 사람들은 아마 평생 모를 수도 있어요.
난 진짜 이 여자분이 너무 걱정돼. 오히려 그 상처 때문에.
아니야, 나는 잘 이겨낼 수 있을 거라 생각해. 왜냐면 이러한 걸 경험해봐야 나한테 진짜 잘해주는 사람이 소중한 걸 또 느끼거든. 꼭 경험하지 않아도 되지만 어쨌든 경험한 것 바에 그냥 시원하게 넘기고 으흠. 더 좋은 사람 만나고 더 좋은 사람이 됐으면 좋겠어요. 으흠. 좋습니다.
좋습니다.
All right, let's wrap up. That was like the first episode, three episodes that I did today, which was really deep for me because I've never really talked about these situations deeply. But please, you know, just think as an advice of, as a friend that who gave you. Don't think too deeply if it's not like the what you wanted. I hope you choose yourself. That's what it really means. Again, before we go, email us at wwjd@thedivestudios.com for more situations or call us through phone, Skype, +1 209 322 9953 and voicemail us. Go watch clips for our show, youtube.com/divestudios. There's Instagram and Twitter, wwjd_podcast. Rate, review, iTunes. All right, before we say goodbye, I do want to say goodbye to the WWJD fans.
Bye.
Or any like social media. Talk about your Instagram so they can follow you.
Okay, my brain kind of froze right now.
Okay.
Okay.
At
Nathan, N-T-H-N, _ R-I-V-R.
R-I-V-R.
River.
River. Yeah. Why is it Nathan River?
Actually, that's like my full producer name.
Oh, I never knew.
Yeah, yeah. Because I never used it. Oh. I only used it for the... There's a show called Idol Producer in China.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Produce 101.
Yeah.
And I produced the final song for that. And I only used the name in
But
that
your
one.
Name was Young Master.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay.
Before I...
All right. Find him on Nathan, N-H-T...
N-T-H-N, _RIVR.
On Instagram. Mm-hmm. And let's say goodbye to the fans. All right. Goodbye.
Bye.
What would Jamie do?